local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, here with Joe and Austin. I'm Austin, but don't worry, I'm waiting for my lovely co-host to turn on his mic. And
hey!
Yeah, there he is. All righty. Take it away, buddy.
Channel 3 News at 5 there usually goes a couple minutes longer, so I thought I had time to refill the water jug.
Hey, it happens. I mean, there's been a couple times you've kind of had to, like, look for me because, I mean, I'm coming out of the bathroom or something. Yeah. It's like, we're going live? I mean, they're kind of flighty, but it's cool. We love them.
That's right. Yes, definitely love our friends at Channel 3 there. As we get rolling here, welcome into hour number 2 of Pensacola Ride Now. I am Joe, Austin alongside, keeping you company on your way home. And getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. And we'll start with our top three stories. Israel says they will investigate the strike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Reaction today from the White House.
This incident is emblematic of a larger problem and evidence of why distribution of aid in Gaza has been so challenging.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there was a tragic event in which our forces unintentionally harmed non-combatants in the Gaza Strip, adding, "This happens in war." That was a quote, not me. The aid workers were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen, which delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. Also today, President Biden speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping by phone, for the first time in several months. The White House says they discussed a range of critical issues, including China's support for Russia amid the war with Ukraine, the conflict in the Middle East, as well as Taiwan and the South China Sea. And in Texas, outrage over the release of hundreds of illegal immigrants accused of stampeding and overwhelming Texas National Guard troops near El Paso. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says they were empowered by a president who continues pushing for open door policies.
We have a progressive leftist view on law enforcement in this country, and I'm sorry to say they want chaos.
Now, the judge accused the El Paso district attorney of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings, which happened Easter Sunday. While most of the migrants were released before their trial, some do remain jailed on immigration detainers. That's a look at our top three stories today. Our top local headline involves the Escambia School District, who back in October bought 25 open gate metal detectors. We did cover that at the time. You may or may not remember that, but they finally arrived and they're ready to be used. Today, the district announced that all middle and high schools will begin random screenings of students.
We want students and we want the community, we want parents to understand what we're trying to do here, and we're trying to create a safe environment. This is one more step in that direction. We're really trying to take this opportunity to tell the community that you do not need to bring weapons, contraband, vapes, things that aren't allowed on school property. It's not okay.
That's Director of Protection Services Kyle Kinzer says they'll likely buy more in the future. Because of how mobile and easy they are to put together, OpenGate will also be used at school board meetings and extracurricular events, too. We'll get more local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather, starting with the forecast. Here's Joe Neubauer.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Austin, go ahead. How are the roads looking?
Well, we do have some backups beginning to take form on North Davis Highway. That's right where it merges with Scenic Highway there to head into Pace, right in front of the main entrance to UWF. No confirmation of an accident, but just something to keep an eye out for. Speaking of North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, that's just past Creighton Road. We've got a lot of backups in that area there. Pine Forest Road, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got some backups going both ways in that area. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound. This is towards Mobile Highway. You're going to be backed up to Pine Forest Road there. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's still got its typical evening backups. I was talking about Gulf Breeze Parkway, and I talked about traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and I kind of made it out as if there's some congestion here and there. It has worsened significantly. You're going to be backed up well past Oriole Beach at this point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still giving us some problems. And last but not least, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, you're going to have some backups over there. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some more local headlines today, the Pensacola man accused of murdering a man in Daphne over the weekend is now in custody. WKRG reporting that Joseph Gurley was arrested in Washington County, Alabama. He's accused of fatally shooting Matt Bonnell at the Audubon Park Apartments early Sunday morning. FPL customers should see a noticeable difference on their May bills, and that's a good thing, not bad.
Commissioners, I also wanted to mention that this reduction would come on the heels of the hurricane storm restoration charge related to Hurricanes Ian and Nicole rolling off the bill as of April 1.
That during today's Florida Public Service Commission meeting, they approved FPL's request for a mid-course correction due to lower than expected natural gas prices. So it'll be about a $14 difference on May's bill compared to March's for a typical residential customer there. A pretty wild scene at the near the Boys and Girls Club on North 8th Street on Sunday. The Scambia Sheriff's Office says they're combing through video after an unsanctioned party got out of hand. It resulted in two deputies being injured. One was attacked from behind by the mother of a suspect he was trying to detain.
In the midst of all the crowd, another deputy shows up there, and someone hits him with a cinder block, a piece of a cinder block in the back of the head. They throw it again on him. The whole crowd's unruly. Anyway, so we don't make an arrest at the time because a lot of things going on.
Sheriff Simmons there says the two deputies that were hurt will be okay. They're, of course, combing through video trying to identify suspects. The woman who allegedly attacked the first deputy identified as Shanette Robinson, who was wanted on charges of assault on a law enforcement officer. City of Pensacola says they are aiming to open the first phase of Bruce Beach Park later this month. Mayor Reeve says they're shooting for Saturday, April 20th.
When I say shooting for, the variation of that would be weather-related or Portland Blue installation-related. So if our fallback would be the 27th.
And crews are working on installing that Portland Blue bathroom right now, culminating the $6.3 million project. So that's some good news there. Really quickly, texter just letting us know, semi is broken down just short of the light at the Walmart on eastbound Highway 98, so slow lane is blocked right there, so that's an update on that situation. We'll take a break, take a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson's Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now. We have not heard, a texter was asking us about bands on the beach. We have not heard that that is called off.
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
You know, it's cloudy, but I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to be rainy until late tonight, early in the morning.
That's what I saw. So well. I'll check their Facebook, though.
Yeah, I looked at Cat Country's page. Nothing on there. We can try Visit Pensacola. We'll get Austin on that, our intrepid reporter, and Bands on the Beach correspondent. But, yeah, no, as of now, it's still on. So, yeah, a couple of exciting things there, a sign that the weather is warming up with Bands on the Beach. And then, of course, baseball back at Wahoo Stadium with the first game of the two-game exhibition set with the Sultans de Monterrey. So,
yeah.
I believe that starts at 6:05, so a couple of fun events there. If you're going to have any trouble getting there is the question, Austin.
Yes, let's see. Good segue, by the way. Well, there's several spots of note on the road right now, or on the roads, rather, right now. We'll start with North Davis Highway. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, we've got some backups there still. And same thing if you're traveling southbound on Davis towards Olive. So that intersection going both ways there going to cause you some trouble. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still going to cause you some problems. Same if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 there. Gulf Breeze Parkway, this is the big one. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, that's right in front of the Walmart, you are going to be backed up for a very long time. I think, Joe, we had a texter mention something about a semi, correct? Like a semi truck?
Yes. Stalled in the... broke down rather in the slow lane there.
Yes, yeah. And then Navarre Parkway, we still got some minor issues if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And outside of that, though, luckily after those several reports, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Here's Joe Neubauer with that forecast.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Taking a look at our state headlines today. With the recreational pot initiative on the ballot now for November, advocates say messaging will be important so that consumers are well aware of the laws and rules governing its use.
Novel supports the right for consumers to responsibly use cannabis and do so in a manner where they no longer have to fear criminal arrest and prosecution.
And if adult use of pot becomes legal in Florida, as it is in 24 other states, consumers will need information to make responsible choices, so says that group.
And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries leading a congressional field hearing in South Florida today on reproductive rights a day after the state Supreme Court greenlights a 6-week abortion ban.
An extreme group of individuals in this state, led by the current governor, are prepared by almost any means to jam their radical right-wing ideology down the throats of the people of this state.
The ban takes effect May 1st, but the Florida Supreme Court is also allowing an abortion referendum on the November ballot. In a statement, President Biden called the decision outrageous, saying it puts desperately needed medical care even further out of reach for millions of women.
Head football coaches are leaving Florida to make more money elsewhere. That from State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz.
Some people may scoff at it and say, oh, it's just athletics, forget that. Well, no, this actually makes a difference in the lives of young people. This is one of the few things that we have tried that actually changes the trajectory of a student for the rest of their life. And districts need to figure out how to solve that issue.
Yeah, and he says that head coaches make as low as $3,000 a year as a supplement to their teaching salary. Assistant coaches are paid as little as $1,500. The Florida Coaches Coalition is working with a lawmaker in Tallahassee on a bill that could raise the pay to more than $20,000 annually.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida has rescued more than 200 Americans from Haiti since the first state-coordinated rescue flight on March 20th. DeSantis says the state has evacuated a total of 220 Americans from the political turmoil in Haiti. Most of them, 95% to be exact, are Floridians.
National news today, the federal judge is rejecting Hunter Biden's efforts to get criminal tax charges dismissed. Biden's attorney argued that the lead prosecutor, special counsel David Weiss, was acting vindictively and subject to a pressure campaign from Republicans. The judge ruled those arguments don't carry weight.
I'm sorry, I was looking at something. I think I was reading the wrong story. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last week after it was struck by a cargo ship, killing 6 construction workers. The wreckage blocked a vital shipping lane in the port of Baltimore. The temporary channel is for essential vessels and for clearing debris only.
In Michigan today, Donald Trump campaigning there, vowing to crack down on illegal immigration.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
And he also spoke on the murder of 25-year-old Ruby Garcia. Authorities say Garcia was shot to death last month in Grand Rapids by her partner, who was in the country illegally.
And the judge in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial is expanding a partial gag order. Judge Juan Merchan said that Trump is not allowed to attack his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Trump is also barred from attacks on witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and their relatives. Last week, Trump took to Truth Social to call Merchan, quote, biased and conflicted, while also taking shots at the judge's daughter.
A group of House Republicans want to rename the Washington, D.C. area's largest airport after former President Trump. A bill calls for Washington Dulles International Airport to change its name to Donald J. Trump International Airport.
What a way to honor the prosperity that the United States had and the peace around the globe when we had Donald J. Trump as our president.
Austin, you are fervently shaking your head.
Yeah, I mean, and that's no opinion on my views of Trump. It's just that there's no chance that's happening.
Yeah, you're right. Six other Republicans have so far co-sponsored the bill, including one representative from Florida, but it is not Congressman Matt Gaetz. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
5:30, Fox News update is coming up. We're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports, including a big number for the viewership of last night's LSU-Iowa game.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump vowing to stop migrant crime. He spoke in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where a man suspected of being in the U.S. illegally was arrested for killing a woman he was dating.
It's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country. It's a very bad thing happening. It's going to end on the day that I take office, which will be January 20th. It'll end.
President Biden's campaign claims the border problem on Republicans in Congress for listening to former President Trump's call to kill a bipartisan border deal in the Senate would have added 1,500 new border agents. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says those entering the nation are good for the U.S.
What we know, what this president believes, and you've heard this president say this before, is that we know immigrants strengthen our country. And our economy as well.
Customs and Border Patrol reporting over 140,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in the month of February. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A new study suggests U.S. home insurance rates will hit a record high this year. The biggest increase is to come in states prone to severe weather events. The analysis from insurance researchers at Insurify predicts the average premium for homeowners insurance will top $2,500 by the end of the year, driven largely by intensifying natural disasters, rising reinsurance costs, and higher fees for home repair. That would represent a 6% increase versus the average premium at last year's end. Many healthcare stocks tumbled today after the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said its reimbursement rate for Medicare Advantage health plans will increase by only 3.7% this year, lower than what some were hoping for. Shares of Humana skidded 13.5%, United Health and CVS Health down 6.4% and 7.2% respectively. Stocks fell sharply overall, the Dow Industrials tumbling nearly 400 points, the NASDAQ dropped 1%. That's your...
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I think Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins will be in the Coach of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year conversation. However, the person who will benefit the most from all the changes in Atlanta is Bijan Robinson. Arthur Smith didn't use Bijan correctly last year, and this new regime won't make that same mistake. Not only do I believe Bijan will win Offensive Player of the Year in 2024, but the Falcons will also take home the NFC South crown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. from loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
I missed the opportunity to say tequila along with him. I'm sorry. And I had your mic off, too.
Head on a swivel, man. Head on a swivel.
I'm sorry. I still feel so new to this gig.
It's his first day, folks. He'll come around.
Yeah. Well, any first-time listeners are probably thinking, oh, wow, cool. No, I've unfortunately been here for several months, and I'm still making mistakes.
It's unfortunate that you're with me for several months. Is that what you just said?
No, it's unfortunate that I've been with you for several months, and I still mess up. No. But it's okay. Nobody's perfect, I know. Anyway, I'm just darn near it. Let's see. Just past 5:35, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And yes, the roads have multiple spots of note, starting with Mobile Highway. If you are traveling northbound, that's going to be towards Softly Field Road. We do have an accident report there that's going to have you backed up a bit. Not only that, Pine Forest Road still giving us problems if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound towards I-10. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards I-10. We got problems there as well. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road causing problems, also a bit more severe than usual. The most problems are going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway. We typically have congestion there anyway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But right in front of the Walmart there, basically where Avalon Boulevard meets the parkway, we did have a situation with a semi-truck that has caused a lot of backups. Going to have you backed up well past Oriel Beach there. Beyond that, it's just Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. And I was going to say something about Caroline Street, but luckily that has smoothened out. So there's some quick good news for you.
All right, very good.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. 5:30. I wish it was 6:39. 5:39 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world, looking at our scoreboard. We have on TBS tonight the Reds and the Phillies. That's just about to get underway. Nightcap is Giants Dodgers. Good old fashioned NL West rivalry there. Also, NBA TNT doubleheader has the Thunder and the Sixers at 6:30, followed by the Mavs Warriors at 9. So a little Luka versus Steph Curry action there.
And I believe if you've been following Joel Embiid, he did have an injury sideline for a moment.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yes, tonight will be his return. So
all right.
Good for him there.
Yeah. All right, big number from last night's Iowa-LSU rematch.
Yeah, you hinted at this.
Yes. ESPN says it was the most watched women's college basketball game in the history of our lives.
Wow.
The game drew 12.3 million viewers. That is on par with, let's see. So I looked it up because I knew we would talk about it. So last year's men's NCAA championship game was between UConn and San Diego State.
Right.
That had about 14 million.
Okay.
So, you know, a little less than that.
So competitive.
The NBA Finals average was 11 million last year.
Mm.
World Series was like 4-something million.
Okay.
So that's a huge number for a women's college basketball game.
Yeah.
12.3 million. So,
I mean, if you're in that conversation with not just a men's final, but you're beating out NBA Finals and World Series, dude, that's huge.
Yeah. And I don't think it'll get as big of a number. Oh, maybe, because I don't know. But like ESPN, I don't know what goes into the programming decisions. But I think that the Final Four will not only be on ESPN, but it'll also be on ABC. And so that could get a bigger number. Do you think Caitlin Clark in Iowa versus UConn in the Final Four, do you think that will get a bigger number than the LSU game? I say no, but it'll still be a high one.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be a big deal because UConn for years was the prime face of women's basketball. And they've got some big names, but yeah, I mean, it was the rematch of last year's title game. It was that story along with Angel Reese and the ring pointing. We touched on that again last week.
Or do you think that, with the news of this and just gets, it's kind of like a snowball, right? It just gets bigger and bigger as it goes down the hill.
Yeah, nonetheless, it's going to be a lot of viewership. And we talked about it last hour. If she goes on to play the unbeaten Gamecocks for the ring, that's going to be that's good. That's definitely going to get more than this. Mm. So I feel that this is why we talk about Caitlin Clark to begin with, because we talk about not only how great of a player she is, but how big of a deal she is for women's athletics. And we're seeing new highs here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of Iowa beating LSU, the women's Final Four is now set. 3-seed NC State faces unbeaten South Carolina, and the aforementioned Hawkeyes take on the Huskies. Those games are going to be on Friday night.
I was kind of rooting for UConn just as a completely neutral observer. I mean, I love watching, Caitlin Clark, but I thought that the better for TV matchup going into the Final Four would be Iowa versus UConn as opposed to Iowa versus USC. Now, on paper, USC has the number one seed.
Yeah.
UConn was a 3. And then you also have USC. What's her name? The freshman who's a really good player. And she's a superstar in her own right, but not at the level of Caitlin Clark. But I think when you have UConn, of course, the traditional Gino Auriemma, all of the players that have come through there, they have Paige Beckers, who
is a big name
in UConn. So you get Beckers versus Caitlin Clark. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they'll probably be matched up against each other.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So, yeah, that's exciting. I'll be tuning in for sure. And that'll be on Sunday, right? Because the men's Final Four is Saturday, Monday, and then the women go Sunday, Tuesday.
Well, the women's Final Four – the women's Final Four is just – they start Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they always finished the game – I always thought they finished after, or maybe they still do. I don't know.
Well, no, that's the thing. They were finishing, yeah, a day after each time. They were getting started a day later. But on, I noticed on that, yeah, it stuck out to me, too. They're starting a day sooner. Just before traffic and weather here, just a couple more quick sports headlines. First no-hitter of the 2024 season belongs to Ronel Blanco. He led the Astros to a 10-0 shutout win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. He struck out seven batters without allowing a single hit on 105 total pitches. It was just his eighth career start at 30 years old, so good for him there. Also, speaking of sports veterans, QB Carson Wentz has agreed to a one-year deal with the Chiefs. He's jumped around a bit, but now he might get a ring. He is yet to win a ring, so he may do so. Well, no, he won as the backup for the – or not
yeah,
as the
well,
backup.
For the Eagles.
But, yeah, Nick Foles as the backup took over in Philly, and he won a ring there. But, yeah, so he may win one behind Patrick Mahomes. Who knows? But either way, that's where he is now. Let's see, just about 5 seconds until 5:45, so I will speak slowly. Hey, look at that, it's 5:45. All right, another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, we have that accident report still on Mobile Highway. That is if you are traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. That is still causing some backups in that immediate area. It doesn't look like it's worsened, though, luckily. Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway going to cause you some trouble as well. Pine Forest Road, what else is new? If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, just past Creighton Road, has some congestion in that immediate vicinity there. Unfortunately, the Gulf Breeze Parkway traffic has gotten all the worse. There was an incident with a semi truck right in front of the Walmart where Avalon Boulevard meets the parkway. That's going to have you backed up well past Oriole Beach, and it seems like the congestion has only worsened. Navarre Parkway, though, luckily, is just about clearing out. We still have a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that doesn't seem like it should hold you up for too much longer.
All right, very good. Thank you. Here's a look at our weather.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. As we press on, Google has agreed to destroy billions of data records of internet users who thought they were browsing privately. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say the deal is worth nearly $8 billion, but users will not receive compensation unless they decide to sue individually for damages.
And eclipses aren't dangerous for pets like dogs and cats, but experts recommend not bringing them with you to see one. The upcoming eclipse will see thousands of people traveling to the path of totality to witness the cosmic alignment of the moon and sun, and those crowds could have a negative effect on pets. If you do bring one, make sure they have plenty of space and water, and that they're on a leash. Also, don't force your dog to look at the eclipse, because not only is that kind of a mean thing to do, but the dog most likely has no interest.
Yeah, most likely, you know, he does not have any interest. That's definitive. American Airlines is taking steps to make it easier to fly with pets. So great news for Austin and his cats.
Yeah, we're mobbing deep, everybody. We're going to be...
Yeah. Passengers can now bring their furry companion on board along with a full-size carry-on bag instead of just one small item. The bag must be able to fit under the seat or their pet will be put in the cargo hold. Spokesperson for the airline says the change will reduce the urge for travelers to falsely claim their pet is a service animal that flies for free. In my worst nightmare, I'm sitting in an airplane next to Austin with a bag full of his cats, and he's talking my ear off about Wake Forest basketball. That's just my worst nightmare there.
Oh, well, I mean, do you even know me? I'd be talking about the football program and how we'll hopefully make a bowl again. But yes, our basketball kind of sucks too. Let's see some pop culture notes real quickly here. Six New York inmates are suing the state corrections department over its plan to lock down prisons during next Monday's solar eclipse, claiming their religious rights are being violated under the First Amendment. The lawsuit notes an eclipse-like event when Jesus was crucified and something similar when the prophet Muhammad's son died. The plaintiffs include a Muslim, a Baptist, a Seventh-day Adventist, an atheist, and two practitioners of Santeria. The suit says the total eclipse of the sun warrants celebration and prayer. For security reasons, the New York Corrections Department plans a system-wide lockdown and has canceled visitation at 23 prisons directly in the path of totality.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't sure where to put that story.
Understandably.
International news, it's not really that. I suppose it could be wacky, but then I don't want to come across like we're making fun of religious people. So
yeah.
I guess our soft news headlines was where we put that, but a pretty interesting one there. Emmy winner Joe Flaherty passed away after a brief illness at the age of 82, perhaps best known for TV role Freaks and Geeks and in the movie as a heckler in Happy Gilmore, not Forrest Gump.
You're going to need a blanket and suntan lotion because you're never going to get off that beach just the way you never got into the NHL.
Yeah, that's a good classic line. I believe that was when Happy was in the Pro-Am competing with Bob Barker. Not that you would have any idea of what I am talking about.
Okay, well, since you're the Happy Gilmore expert, maybe you can enlighten me for a moment. Why in the world is he talking about NHL when it's a golf film?
Because Happy Gilmore, in the first part of the movie, was a failed hockey player.
See, I didn't know that.
He loves hockey, right? Are you familiar with how Happy swings a golf club?
I think I've seen it.
All right. So he's a hockey player who sucks. He can't make the local team. His grandmother is on the verge of losing her house. Somehow he winds up at a driving range / batting cage, and then he bets a couple of workers who were taking stuff out of his grandma's home. Hey, I think I could hit a golf ball farther than you guys. And so they take the bet and he does the Happy Gilmore swing. So he learns, hey, I have a rare skill. He goes to driving ranges. He starts betting people that, you know, he can hit the ball farther. And then the local club pro, Chubbs, sees him and says, hey, man, you should be on the tour and you can make the big bucks. And then they're off away he goes.
Okay. So
I wish you would have just seen that in the movie because it would have been a lot easier for, I think, all of us.
Well, I mean, why would I watch a movie that's a couple hours long when I could get a 4-minute rundown from your soothing voice, Joe?
Okay.
Let's see. 5:51. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, wacky and weird stories followed by good news to round out the 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, we've still got some minor congestion there, though it is breaking up. Still got that accident report on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, causing some backups in that immediate vicinity there. Let's see. Outside of that, the only other spot where you're going to see any severe problems is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach, or the big one, if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, you are going to be backed up well past Oriole Beach. So if you're heading that way, just be prepared for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 5:55, taking a quick recap of today's top three stories. Israel says they will investigate the strike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister says it was a tragic event in which our forces unintentionally harmed non-combatants, adding, quote, "This happens in war." The aid workers were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen, which delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. President Biden spoke on the phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in months. The White House says they discussed a range of critical issues, such as China's support for Russia, the conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan and the South China Sea. Outrage in the state of Texas from lawmakers after hundreds of illegal immigrants were released after they were accused of stampeding and overwhelming National Guard troops near El Paso. The judge accused the El Paso DA's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings, which happened on Easter Sunday. Most of the migrants were released before their trial, though some remain jailed on immigration detainers. That's a look at our top three stories on this Tuesday. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stories in the news, Austin. Cops say a Florida woman was caught shoplifting at a Walmart, but she just claimed she was playing a really fun game called 21. The 21 that I'm familiar with is a basketball game where you've got individual players. Yeah, but this is not how the youngins describe it. Here's how this interaction sounded.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. I put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically like you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught. So well, I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all the merchandise back to Walmart.
Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft.
It's fun, too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
Female cop there, so well, that's not really a game.
I love how they're not buying it, nor should they.
Yeah, so Amber McCann says it's just a game, not the first time she played it. When they searched her, the cops, that is, they also found meth in a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum, probably from another rousing game of 21 that she played.
Yeah, I love how it's a matter of, I was stealing it, but since I got caught, I'll just put it back. It was all in good fun. Yeah, okay, whatever. Poll of people under 30 found first dates over video are now more popular than in-person dates. 65% would rather go the virtual route because it's more efficient and cheaper. Singles between 18 and 27 were asked the question of in-person or FaceTime or Zoom. Yeah, I mean, Joe, you made a good point last hour. I get it as like a preamble to going out on a date. Just kind of saves some of the time of getting to know somebody, and it increases the comfort level.
To me, like, I would not call that a date. I would not even necessarily call the first time you meet them a date. And when I was in my 20s and early 30s and on some dating apps or whatever, you know, there would often be days, if not weeks, of texting, just to like get to know the person and not really so much FaceTime. But then we'd be like, hey, you want to meet up, you know, after seeing some pictures or whatever, and just been like, okay, you know, yay or nay. I did not even have a choice when I met my now wife. I showed up at church and she was there and we met the first day. That was not an option, but I don't have a big problem with people wanting to meet up on FaceTime or Zoom for the first time they meet. I don't have a problem. I would not call that a formal date anyway.
Yeah, as you said, you wouldn't call it a date. I think that this list sounds like more like, okay, this is someone you like and you're kind of too afraid to do the date in person, so you want to do it over this instead, just for a layer of comfort. That's how it sounds. So I think I think you're talking about something far more reasonable.
Yeah. No, that's what I am. I'm a very reasonable human being.
Absolutely.
5:59, that'll do it for us this hour. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now.